All right, we're visiting with Congressman Jack Berkman this afternoon, and good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Jack. Great to be with you.
Yes, and unfortunately, we're talking under a bad situation again with another assassination attempt on the life of President Trump. What was your first reaction when you heard this yesterday?
Well, my first reaction was that unfortunately this is not a surprise given all the rhetoric out there, especially on the left, about how dangerous a second term of Donald Trump would be for the country. And they have actually, the left has actually incited some, you could say, mentally unstable individuals who support the Democrat Party and, you know, give them money, do things, that sort of thing, that is, they are, whether it's, hopefully it's accidentally, not on purpose, inciting violence against the former president. And I would liken it to 7 years ago when the deranged Democrat tried to kill us all on the baseball field. He had been driven to that point by the rhetoric on the left.
And that was going to be my next question, Jack. When you see these things happening, in this case, again, to Donald Trump, does it bring back for you the memories of that day when you were on the baseball field just practicing with your colleagues for a game that really means a lot to a lot of people, charity-wise? Does it bring back memories of that, unfortunately?
Well, it does, because I can remember, you know, second by second details of that event, to include looking at the perpetrator, if you will, as he lay on the ground and breathed his last. But the derangement that has been caused, again, largely by the left in saying things that Donald Trump is not fit for office. Donald Trump is a convicted felon. This has driven people to do things they wouldn't normally do. And it's really on people like Nancy Pelosi, for example, who say, well, they don't refer to it. She doesn't refer to it as an assassination attempt. She just says it was an incident. We heard the same thing 7 years ago. Well, this was just an isolated incident. Well, my question to Nancy Pelosi and anybody like her is, when does an isolated incident become a new norm? It seems like we're approaching that, and we're approaching it too rapidly, because this seems to be okay for the people of Pelosi's ilk to downplay the really severity of the negativity that they're promoting. I know that's kind of wordy, but it's on Pelosi, it's on Harris, it's on those folks who think all they have to do is put perfume, you know, what's there's an old saying about if you put perfume on a pig, it's still a pig. And they're trying to put perfume on this ugliness that has largely been their doing.